This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Who throws the best galas in the world? Ty Bollinger. Another successful Truth About Cancer end of the year awards gala. My friend, you have done it again.
RSB, thanks, buddy. That was something last week, wasn't it? It was kind of like a blur, but it went well, and we had a lot of the great people in our industry here in Nashville for the charitable donations. We awarded G. Edward Griffin a Lifetime Achievement Award. Wasn't that cool, man?
Dude, what was even cooler is that you sat me next to him for dinner. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir, of course. Yeah, Robert Scott Bell was at the table with Brzezinski and Ed Griffin, and Barbara and Stan Brzezinski and Ed Griffin, a couple of legendary figures. So I thought, man, what a better guy to put at that table than RSB. So you're welcome, my friend. You deserve to sit there with them.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed it. Just getting to chat informally with G. Edward Griffin, Ed, and I've got to get him back on the show again soon because, you told him, it was very funny, don't do an acceptance speech, just tell us some stories about your life. And I loved that. I don't know if people were digging it as much as I was, to hear the stories of a guy who said, you know what, do y'all remember the Lone Ranger radio show before TV? And the people that were old enough to sort of know, we've heard reruns of it, right? Oh, yeah, when you hear the Indians, that's me. He was a kid, and he was on that. I mean, the kind of history he shared was just so cool, so awesome. Stories that I don't want to, have leave, because everybody will focus on A World Without Cancer, which is awesome, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which is awesome. But to hear the story, like today, TMB, I got a call from one of the patients of Dr. Nick Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. And she's writing a biography of Dr. Nick. And I was so humbled and blessed to be asked to contribute to it. And at the end of my discussion with her, I said, we both agreed, you need to talk to TMB. He only had a little time with him toward the end. We didn't know it was the end, but to interview him and your impressions, your experiences, any anecdotes you can share as well. But it's like the story she wants to tell is not so much about all of the brilliance he is as a doctor, because he's written on that, and we know that. But what is the human side, the other side that people don't know, and how fascinating that it was to hear about Ed's history. Just great stuff.
It was. When I was talking to Ed on the phone about that, he said, what do you want me to speak about, Ty? What kind of an acceptance speech? And I really hadn't even thought about it to that point. And I thought, I didn't say this, but I thought to myself, I don't really know anything about Ed other than the fact that he's written The Creature from Jekyll Island, that he wrote The World Without Cancer, that is a very, well sought after speaker, that he's very, he's been extremely influential in this realm, waking people up. But as far as his personal life, how he grew up, what he used to do, what he studied, I didn't know any of that. And so I thought it would be interesting. At that point, I said, just talk about your life. People would love to hear just about what have you done in your life. So I was really pleasantly surprised. He's a very funny guy up there telling his life story, and is very interesting as well.
Oh, I agree. So thank you for doing that. I think that was I don't know if people recognize the blessing, because some people, all they want to do is hear about what they do, what they're known for, what they're famous for. And, there's so much of focus on that in these people's lives. It's like the joy that I felt from Nick when we got to talk about politics and economics and things that weren't always health related. It was like, it's like people often, these people become icons, right? And just bless you, my friend, for asking him to do that. I don't know. I just, for me, I really enjoyed it. And it was a special, unexpected kind of benefit.
It was. It was a great night. You never know how those things are going to go. There's a lot of work that goes into it. People don't realize it. But the people that had been there, you know, yourself included, for the third year running here in Nashville, said that it was the best one that they've been to yet. So, you know, I'm just glad that it went over well with the people. Because, honestly, at the end of the night, I'm just running around like a chicken with my head cut off. I don't know how people have appreciated it, if they've liked it, or if we screwed up something majorly, and apparently we didn't.
No, you didn't. And folks, I don't know if it's going to be made available on video, but there were presentations to the real charities that are doing great work in helping people with cancer, not drug-oriented at all, but, I mean, genuinely empowering. And it's because of your support of the truth about cancer, the truth about vaccines, organics now, which used to be called Epigenetic Labs. Your support has made possible a lot of great gifts to people that are helping people genuinely. And I'm going to say thanks for TMB right here, because I just watch it from afar and participate occasionally. But man, the work that they're doing, you and John as well, with Charlene, the primary, and of course the entire team that was brought there, and mate, we were just so grateful for everybody. People don't often see those folks behind the scenes to also make it possible. So I'm just saying my thank you, not to tie at this moment, but to all of you that listen to this show and join us on Outside the Box, that have watched the videos, the films, the different things Ty and them have been doing, and also you're getting the organics products. All of this is going for a greater cause than just the benefit for your own health, which is great. Don't get me wrong.
You know, it is. And thanks for bringing that to their attention, Robert. And, you know, the companies have always been mission-based, so... Friday at the gala, we were able to donate $100,000 to different charities, both cancer, pet cancer, and vaccine charities. But as you mentioned, with organics, over the last 2 weeks, we've donated over $250,000 worth of inventory to needy people, to needy families that can't afford the supplements. So it really is all about getting the money, the supplements, just the nutrients that people need to them, no matter what your financial condition is, we want to help. So we're just thankful for the people that are purchasing the products, because that's what allows us to give to those that that aren't quite so fortunate.
Well, exactly right. So, with that, I tried to answer a question last week, because we forgot to get to it. It was just, we were so chock full heading into the big event, and there was a great question that came in, and I want to do it justice by having you respond.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So this question came in from Roy. I did my level best, but I think TMB will do it better. He says, this is a question for RSB and TMB during the Outside the Box hour. I called in, he said, a week or a couple of weeks ago for just the last minute. So making contact earlier, because he wanted to make sure we would respond, and I failed. I didn't respond fast enough. But he says, I joined the natural health world over 4 years ago now, and one of the first books I read back then was Bill Henderson's Cancer Free. I was impressed with Bill's 7-step anti-cancer protocol, and I adopted it and have been using it since as a cancer preventative. It's now 4 years later, and I remain cancer free. But I'm wondering if both Robert and Ty would recommend Bill's protocol as a good one long term. Roy. Now, I said this, TMB, I said, Roy, 4 years later, you're cancer-free, and you're asking me if it's a good protocol? I'm thinking, oh, your body's telling you a pretty good answer, pretty obvious, but TMB, you can express a little bit more about this.
Yeah, well, you know, the Bill Henderson protocol, he outlines it in his book, Cancer Free, you know, the details on exactly what it is. But he relies basically on the Budwig diet, which is flaxseed oil and cottage cheese, which is shown to it basically adjusts the electrical charge in and around the cancer cells. It detoxes the body, and it stops the spreading of cancer and can even control it. It's been very successful. It was originally developed by Dr. Johanna Budwig, and she was a very well-reputable doctor in Germany. I guess it was probably 60, 70 years ago was the Budwig protocol, was when she originally developed this. But he also relies on, you know, using beta-glucan, which is great for the immune system. So it's an immune system-based protocol. I don't know a lot of people that have used the Bill Henderson protocol personally. Mm-hmm. However, through Bill, and, you know, God rest his soul, Bill passed about a year ago, but through Bill, I was able to meet a lot of the people that he had helped coach, and he literally had coached over 1,000 patients successfully based on this protocol back to health. So I know that Bill has great success with this. I'm not as familiar with the specific people that have benefited from it, but I can certainly tell you that it's been successful for a lot of people. And the reality is it's focused on getting nutrients to the cell and detoxification. And what do we always talk about? What is cancer? It's a coupling of deficiency in nutrition with an overabundance of toxicity. So if you get the nutrition to the cells, you detoxify the cells, you're going to do some good for the cancer. And that's exactly what this protocol focused on.
Well, exactly. And again, the test ultimately, or the testament, is the living cells in your body. And if you're now 4 years on this, Roy, as I mentioned last week, and you're cancer-free, who am I to argue, right? If it wasn't working and there was, then we'd go, all right, maybe this isn't the appropriate diet for you, because we acknowledge that. It's just as Nick Gonzalez said, it's not one diet size fits all, other than making sure that the food you put in is clean, but everybody has unique needs, and those needs can shift. So I think it's good that Roy asked that. I'm not making fun of Roy for asking it, because even though he's doing well, I think it's always good to have your radar on to say, hey, do I need to tweak it? Do I need to do better here? But if your body is doing great, your energy levels are good, your digestion, your elimination patterns are good, then it's obviously working for you. And you may not need to change at this moment, but I like that Roy is open and sensitive to the possibility. That's cool.
Yeah, it is. And again, Robert, one of the main things in any successful protocol is, do you believe it's going to work? You know, that placebo effect, we want that placebo effect. And so the reality is we know thousands of people have successfully used Bill Henderson's protocol. We know that from a nuts and bolts perspective, it gets nutrients to the cells, it detoxifies the cells. So why wouldn't it work? You have all the different elements in a successful protocol in this one.
Beautiful. And I remember, Super Don, you remember we had a guy on from, and I think we met him, I introduced you at the Truth About Cancer Live, he was back again. Was he in like Italy or Spain, somewhere in the south? And he actually has a clinic that really focused on the Budwig protocol, and they do it authentic style.
I do remember that. I can't remember his name, but yeah, I do remember the guy.
Yeah, but again, it's people that are being inspired, Ty, by the work you're doing to really set up shop and be a place where people can come to learn or actually implement these strategies and these protocols. And we need more of that, not less of that. And so, if you're listening right now and you're so inspired to make that move, you know, it might be just as a little bit of just sharing the information. That could be the thing. Or you might want to go further and say, you know what? I love what's happening here. I want to set up a shop. I want to be a place where people can come. Now, of course, you want to be in a place where you're not going to be raided and shut down by the Fear and Death Administration. So that's a sad story. But we'll get to that. They're FDA-approved trackable pills. And we'll get to that, too. Also, controversies at Planned Parenthood. That was
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com, created by a team of dedicated pajama experts. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Each week, Ty Bollinger joins me, and it's never enough time. It's awesome, though, when we get together. Outside the box we go each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We have the book that we wrote together that people are still digging, and I referenced it again because the intestinal health issues always come up, Ty, and trying to make it as simple as possible. We're all about empowering you to get well and then stay well. And so we're going to see through the news, we're going to see through the medical stories and issues, and take it to a place where the rest of the mainstream media can't go. If they did go, they would probably be fired. And speaking of being fired, apparently this happened at Planned Parenthood. A social worker who simply questioned the Gardasil vaccine in a Planned Parenthood training has lost his job. Or was it her job? And then finds potential conflicts of interest between Planned Parenthood and Gardasil. Now, TMB, this should not be shocking to anybody, because we know that they're an abortion machine. It's eugenics. We know Margaret Sanger started it, and people don't seem to conceive of it on the political left. They don't want to acknowledge it. But if they embrace and endorse the Gardasil shot, does that not fit right in with their mission?
Well, it does. Many people don't realize or don't understand that, as you just mentioned, Planned Parenthood, it used to be called the American Birth Control League or something to that effect. So it started out as an abortion clinic. I mean, it's not, they talk about Planned Parenthood, you know, they're preventing cancer and screening for cancer. No, Planned Parenthood is all about abortion. It's not just about abortion. It's about eugenics as well, getting rid of the races that are inferior. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, by the way, Planned Parenthood got their first loan of $25,000. Actually, it was a donation of $25,000 from the Rockefellers. So take all this rest and understand why this happened based upon the fact that the Rockefellers funded it. And we know they're linked to eugenics in the past, and we can get into that if you want to. But some of the things that Margaret Sanger said about, let's just say, African-American people were so repulsive that it's almost hard to repeat. But she's been quoted in her memoirs as saying that the best thing that you can do for a black family is to abort the baby. And she's been quoted as saying that she, you know, these are letters literally that she wrote to black ministers in and around the New York City area, that she didn't want the Negroes to know that they wanted to exterminate them. So these were like clandestine letters she wrote to ministers trying to get them on board to help get black people into Planned Parenthood so they could get rid of black race, because they felt like that the black race was inferior. She felt the same way about the Jewish race. So Margaret Sanger was not a good person. And when I hear liberals talking about what a great organization Planned Parenthood is, and the fact that most African Americans in the United States have been fooled in supporting the Democratic Party and the liberals, it just is, it's a total cognitive dissonance that they would have to go through to support something like Planned Parenthood.
Well, it's infuriating, really, if you really believe in a culture of life and supporting life, that, you know, what, okay, we could point to some things, any organization that does, we can say, oh, okay, that's all right. But the reality is the fundamental starting point of Planned Parenthood, eugenics. You mentioned Rockefeller. Remember Rockefeller, Carnegie, funding the Flexner Report of 1910. I think that's the only thing that we could say has killed more babies, perhaps, than Planned Parenthood or humans. That Flexner Report and what that resulted in terms of modern medicine and Western domination and becoming the leading cause of death for all-cause mortality, because much of what modern medicine does is create disease, and their accidents and their on purposes end up killing people before they would have died. So to bring up a question about HPV and then be fired by Planned Parenthood, what does that tell you? And, of course, go ahead.
This tells me that they're so disconnected with reality that it's almost beyond hope, because the Gardasil vaccine has had more adverse events associated with it than all the other vaccines combined. Gardasil vaccine has killed, I believe, more people than all the other vaccines combined. Gardasil vaccine is completely toxic. The ingredients in Gardasil, I did an interview with Dr. Sinhang Lee, who was the coroner that did autopsies on multiple teenagers, that he determined their cause of death was the Gardasil vaccine itself. It is probably the most toxic vaccine, and to my knowledge, has had more deaths associated with it than any other vaccine. So the fact that you would lose your job for questioning a vaccine that is known to kill shows what kind of a sad state that we're in.
Yep, exactly. And we had Sinhang Lee on the show before as well, interviewed him. Fascinating history. I think he worked with a guy that developed the Pap test, going back in history. Quite a lineage there. So, folks, HPV shots also linked to infertility. So if you wanted to terminate the future, that's another way to go about it. If they didn't get you in utero, they get you coming out with this shot. Be careful, folks.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee, EASY66 to 85850.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We have never been shy about our disdain for what's called allopathic oncology, what they wrongly claim as traditional medicine, right? That's not traditional. But they've claimed the mantle, they've marketed themselves into a monopoly position to say when you have cancer, the only legitimate thing in the West, in America, is chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. Now, TMB, as much as we loathe it and describe it for what it is, We never try to stand in anybody's way if they feel it's the right thing for them to do. That's not our role or goal. We want to support you, whatever choice you make, and we will love you. You know, it's like we're not trying to ban anything. Even though there's legitimacy in calling for a ban or a lot of things modern medicine does, particularly vaccination. But the idea of chemotherapy, well, give them this. It's to kill the cancer cells. They hope they kill the cancer cells faster than your cells die and that you survive that onslaught. I call it chemotherapeutic chicken. But what if chemotherapy, TMB, actually increases the number of tumor cells circulating in the blood? What then? What do they say then?
Well, that's a good question. And that's, you know, there's an article that was published just yesterday with from Mike Adams, Natural News, about the fact that it is shown that chemotherapy increases the number of tumor cells in the blood. Now, the only thing about this article, Robert, is that this is not new. This is actually old news. There's been dozens, if not hundreds, of articles. You can go out to PubMed. You can search for, you know, circulating tumor cells, tumor cells, cancer cells, chemo causes drug resistance in cancer patients. There's literally hundreds of articles that you can find on PubMed that show that chemotherapy causes an increase in circulating tumor cells in the blood. That this is not news. This is old hat. But we still keep using this treatment that we know causes not only circulating tumor cells to increase in the blood, but it also increases the mother stem cells, and it makes them more prolific in their creation of daughter cancer cells. That is a known fact. That is one of the studies that Sayer G quoted in the Global Quest about 2 years ago. Was that study that had just been released. So it's about a three-year-old study at this point that shows mm-hmm. that chemotherapy actually causes the stem cells to produce more cancer cells. So it's absurd that this is still used to treat cancer. It's like playing a game of chicken, and that's
right.
Exactly what it is.
But what have they left now in the defense of chemotherapy, right? Of course, it was hard-pressed to defend it prior to this information coming out 2 years ago and now being reiterated here on Natural News and here on this show. But it just is, it becomes more embarrassing by the day and more unfortunate, too, because the people that still believe in it and suffer from it, the mortality associated with cancer, more directly linked to the treatment for cancer if you go to allopathic oncology than the cancer itself. In almost every case we discuss here. And now to find out you rely on chemo, you've been sold on it, you think it's going to work. And like I said, if you believe in it, it's not our role to say, no, don't believe it. It's like we want to reveal this to you so you can make more informed decisions about it. But if you've elected to go that way, we're going to love you, support you. We want to see you survive whatever you decide to do. But according to the study, which was published in Science Translational Medicine, let me be specific. It says several common breast cancer chemotherapy drugs that are used for treating localized as well as advanced breast cancer actually cause the number of microscopic structures found in breast tumors to grow. They say this is a tumor microenvironment of metastasis. There's actually a name, TMEM. And it helps invasive cancer cells to break out of the tumor and circulate in the body at large. Would that not result in more likely metastasis?
Of course it would. Of course it would. And that's why I said, Robert, this is not new stuff. There's all kinds of articles that you can find on PubMed that talk about the way that chemotherapy causes the spreading of cancer. And it not only causes the spreading of the current cancer, it also creates new cancers. So, you know, if we look at tamoxifen that we've referred to a dozen times in the last year, it mm-hmm. causes ovarian and uterine cancer. That's listed as one of the side effects on the package insert for tamoxifen. So we know that it not only spreads the current cancer, it can cause other cancers. Again, I'm with you, Robert. We don't want to say, well, this is not an option for people. If people want to do chemotherapy, then they should have the right to do chemotherapy. Just like if you want to go live on a diet at McDonald's, then God bless you. That's your freedom to do that. Go do it. Doesn't mean mm-hmm. that you're necessarily going to be the healthiest person after a month. We found that out when we looked at when we watched that documentary. Supersize Me. We figured that out. But you should have that right. Now, on the flip side of the coin, they should not have the right to force you into a medical intervention like a vaccine. That should not be right. Their right. Again, that breaks your freedom of choice. We are all for freedom of choice.
Yeah, again, the ultimate violation is a fundamental freedom that you are endowed with, not by government, but by God. And this is, again, an important distinction. I always like to bring it back to this, that when we argue for freedom, if we don't bring spirit into that argument, we're as guilty as the doctors of abandoning spirit in their practice of medicine, which is where, in my opinion, they went wrong. Allopathic medicine is not evil in and of itself, but when it's devoid of spirit, it becomes that. And you know, how do you conceive of endorsing and embracing and practicing a form of medicine that is the third, second, or first leading cause of death and the monopoly on cancer treatment that is just as likely to kill a patient than it would to help them? In fact, accelerating the death of those who are on a death watch because of the big C diagnosis that you have so eloquently said and had so many on through the Truth About Cancer series related to the fact that cancer need not be a death sentence.
Well, cancer doesn't need to be a death sentence. And the sad thing is that we've got many people that are dying from what they think is cancer. And in reality, they're dying from the treatment. I'm trying to think who I was speaking to at the event this last weekend here in Nashville, and I cannot remember. But they were telling me the story, same story I've heard literally 1,000 times in the last decade. That they were getting their relative for treatment. They didn't even know that they had a cancer. They put them in for treatment because they were scared into treatment. And literally within a couple months, their relative was dead. And they're like, I can't believe they died that quickly of cancer. And I told them at that point, I don't think they died of cancer. They died from the treatment. The treatment killed them. And the treatment's killing people left and right. And we've got to snap out of this psychosis. And we've got to start using more of the intuition that we have and using our brains that God gave us. Medical doctors are not the only ones that can exhibit logic. We can too. And it doesn't make sense to treat a disease of a compromised immune system and a sick body with chemicals that will further make the body sick and further compromise the immune system.
By the way, folks, if you attended the Truth About Cancer Live event, you're just now receiving the DVD set and the book that was produced to kind of spotlight and highlight all the presentations there. And,
is that
and
right?
TMB, who elected to put the picture of me with my head leaning on Casey Krejci? I'm like a little kid, and the Casey, this big guy, I'm just like leaning. It's very cute. It's a very funny picture.
That,
but like, where did
that would be me?
I figured.
That would be me. That's such a cute picture, too. Every time I look at that, it just makes me smile. So, yes, I did put that in there, buddy.
That's me being a big macho man at that moment, right? I mean, I talk about this because there's so much genuine affection at these events, right? People that really have a genuine love for one another and are not afraid to show it. It's like, that's so unusual. You get, you know, because it's like big egos or this, that. It's like, no, these people are really in it with rare exception. For the right reasons, and you know them by their actions, and it, you know, it goes beyond their words, and you see them, and so it was just so I had to go. Yeah, Ty, you did that.
That was good. Yeah, there was a lot, you know, and what I wanted to do with that book was kind of turn it into like almost a scrapbook picture album for people that were there to be able to look back and see a lot of what went on, and so that we did. There's a lot of pictures in that book, much different than the one we did last year. Because I wanted it to be a picture, a book that you could just put on your coffee table and remember what fun we had there.
Yeah, the light coming through the pictures. I mean, it's another aspect of how we receive information. It's not all, you know, oh, I saw that word that impressed upon me this. You feel things, right? We've got to sense that. And I think, as you've encouraged people, that the intuition, that gut sense, and that is a connection to something far higher than government. Government tries to convince you, no, listen to that. Listen to us, the experts. We got it going on here. And yet, again, the sanctioned form of medicine, the official monopoly medicine, the treatment for cancer, is as deadly, if not more deadly, than the very cancer that you were dealing with before you were frightened into monopoly medicine.
Yep, there's no doubt. It's more dangerous. I would venture to say that the majority of people today that are dying with cancer or not dying from cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, there has to be obviously a massive awakening, but the awakening really happens one by one by one until suddenly it's that, oh my gosh, everybody sees it for what it is. The emperor wears no clothes. And then it's like, what do they say? don't want to say patently obvious, but self-evident. It becomes self-evident. It's like, of course, it's always been this way. And you're looking at people that used to oppose you violently for these beliefs, and suddenly they're on board with you. And you're like, shh, don't mention it. Just go on. Just go on. They finally get it. Be happy. Go on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting how many – I literally can't count the number of people over the last decade or so that initially thought we were completely bonkers, off our rocker, and now are some of our biggest supporters and our best friends. They're saying, wow, you're right. We're getting fooled. We're getting lied to in a lot of different areas when it comes to health, when it comes to politics, when it comes to religion, when it comes to a lot of things. We bought a lie.
Yeah, and folks, when you've been with us for a while, listening to this show, reading about the things we do, writing and all of that stuff, and if you've had a tough time with your friends or family members, like, you know, we all have had at a certain point where they look at us squirrely-eyed and go, you guys are bonkers, or they might even be very angry with you for the belief systems you now hold and the choices you're making. Eventually, if they're going to live, they're going to come over to this side of the equation. Let's just be honest and straightforward about that. When they do, don't berate them because it took them so long. Just love them and welcome them with the heart that is open because you're thrilled and happy that they finally are seeing the light, feeling the love,
that's
and
right.
are transforming
right.
their life.
I agree completely, man. It's like in the Bible, there's the story of the prodigal son. And a father gives him his inheritance early, goes out, and he just spends it all on just lascivious living, comes back, and he's, like, broke. And he said, I'll just be a servant for my father and eat the stuff at the pig tree because I'm so hungry. Father throws a big party, says, I'm glad the son's back. Doesn't even ever mention it to him again. It's like, that's the way we need to be with our friends and family. Don't say, I told you so. Just say, glad you're part of the pack now. Let's just spread the truth with everybody.
I love you, bro. All right, we got another segment, a cannabis update coming up after the break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show special Outside the Box Edition with Ty Bollinger. Check it out, organics.com. It's linked up in the show notes right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
This hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger, powered by Organic Greens. Every hour is powered by Organic Greens. Of course, Super Don is living on it, and it makes the show go. Because if he wasn't on that, I don't know that we'd have all of this information to share with each and every one of you. So get that from organics.com. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. All right, TMB, a little bit more cancer story. Breaking news out of Arizona. Senator John McCain, dealing with cancer, probably has for a long time, has been hospitalized, but not for the cancer, but for what are called in the headline normal side effects of cancer treatment.
Yeah, Robert, what do you say about this? Literally, the title of the article has been hospitalized for normal side effects of cancer treatment. So it's normal for the treatment for cancer to put you in the hospital due to the side effects. So what is wrong with that picture?
Well, there's a lot wrong with John McCain. Just add that into the mix, but he's not unique in those who look to chemotherapy as their saving whatever in terms of cancer diagnoses. What about cannabis? I think that was what he should have been looking at.
Pass the chip on the left hand side. Pass the chip on the left hand side. It's a four-pounder.
Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
Even though we were way behind, 70 years behind, because they banned cannabis, I think we were ahead of our time a little bit by putting as much as we did into Unlock the Power to Heal, about CBD, about THC, about the cannabis plant in whole or in part, and the benefits for cancer therapy and many other therapies. This is an interesting dilemma, though. As much as we like what Donald Trump is doing in breaking up the bureaucratic oligarchy, trying to limit the impact on a lot of what government is doing to block us, there is still a segment of his administration that's a little problematic. His name is Jeff Sessions. Claims to be a really good constitutional guy and really says, I believe in states' rights, Ty, except when it comes to cannabis. Suddenly, oops,
yeah.
That states' rights thing, I'm going to be wishy-washy on it.
Yeah, I, you know, here's the thing, Robert. Sessions is a really good guy. I think he's a Christian guy. He's very moral. And that's the problem, is that there's so many moral, Christian, religious people that have grown up believing the dogma, but it's not true. It's just dogma that marijuana is an evil weed and it should be outlawed at all costs, and we shouldn't have any choice even to have medicinal uses for marijuana. That's the problem, is that this brainwashing indoctrination campaign has primarily been in the churches, and they're the hardest to bring over. There's so many people at church that I've had this conversation with that literally, I know, I left church and they're like, that guy's a pothead. You know? Because that's what we're taught to believe. If you are in favor of marijuana in any form, you're a pothead. And I think that's what Jeff Sessions is suffering from. This is a states' rights issue. So if you're for states' rights, you've got to be for it when it comes to marijuana as well. Cannabis, I don't even like to call it marijuana. But Sessions is inconsistent. He's intellectually dishonest when it comes to this issue.
Yeah, you said it right, and that's the thing that I have a problem with. Not that he believes what he believes about cannabis. I'm free to go, yeah, if you want to believe, that's fine. But when you use the power and force of government to deny access to something that I now perceive, again, I bought the lies too much of my life, but now perceive, again, to be a gift from God himself, if you will. And I don't mean to upset the snowflakes that want to not put a gender on anything, but it's just the way we have to use the language here. The idea that that plant is somehow the devil's weed, it's a lie. And yet, again, I would ask for consistency from Sessions or anybody. If it was a liberal, and they're not consistent on the left side, because they'll be all about states' rights on cannabis, and they'll be against it when it comes to firearms, right? So there's hypocrisy on both sides of the political aisle. We're calling them out on both sides because it's about principle, not politics, ultimately, if we depend and defend freedom. Then we have to be consistent there. Yeah,
that's right. And I think that's one of the things that just really sets apart this show from a lot of the other shows that are on the radio or TV. It's just the intellectual honesty. If we like something, if it's right, it's right. Doesn't matter who's doing it. And if it's wrong, it's wrong. Doesn't matter who's doing it.
Folks, stand up for what's right, and we're with you, right? And the thing is, ultimately, what's right is freedom, the freedom to choose. That doesn't grant you the freedom to violate anybody else's rights, because your rights end where another's begin. And no, if you're a surgeon, don't sign the organ after you're done doing the surgery, Super Don.
Whatever.
What? No, you can't whatever that. TMB, tell them what they need to know, because we got to go.
Remember that the power to heal is yours.
Yeah, baby.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.